views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you're listening this morning to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for that next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to that old small self and say hello to the big dreams of your soul. This show is all about soul. This is about your soul, how to unleash your great potential and activate that purpose and all the talents and gifts you have. And today we are especially honored because we have a special guest, Jason Nelson, who's going to talk about how to heal yourself and empower your children. So get ready because Jason will explain how we can end suffering by moving into the true peace of our soul. So as you join us, Jason will describe how to use divinely channeled processes called the five accomplishments to become one with your soul. And that can help you transform your life to experience a soul-based living. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about that, as you know. Jason, he is a defining voice of soul-based living, and for over a decade as a spiritual life coach and author, he has helped thousands of people through these international programs connect more deeply with their soul to heal, channel, intuit, and manifest their life purpose. Jason's mission is to give people simple, grounded, and practical tools to apply it in everyday life. And let's talk with Jason because he's the one who knows how to open you up to your full potential. Welcome, Jason.
Hi, thank you for having me on. Your Soul Guidance, that's what my mission and work is about. And such a pleasure to be a part of your show.
You know, I was thrilled as I was reading your book, Jason, Empower Our Children, God's Call to Parents. I'm like, you know, I was like, well, of course I can't say that I could have written this book, but I resonated so strongly. I'm a mother of five and I birthed five amazing children in like 8.5 years time. And I'm just so happy you write this book to, you know, to bring this knowledge to the world. Jason, I ask all my guests at the beginning of the show, usually, like, I believe we all have a soul's calling. And at some point, we open that door and often our life changes or it's like a crucial point. Has that happened in your life?
Yes, it happened on the night of my 25th birthday, which was August 31st, 2001. And like you, I believe that we're all called to this calling or purpose. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah, exactly. And what happened?
So, yeah, I'd be happy to share about it. You know, up until that point, my calling was music. Mm-hmm. I really felt a passion around writing, recording, producing, playing live, everything that had to do with music. I mean, you know, I played every instrument in a band. My instrument for my major at the university was classical voice, guitar in the bands I was in. So just very diverse and loved writing, creating, producing. But then a few months before this epiphany that I'm going to share about, I had what seemed like at that time was an accident, but I know for certain it was divinely orchestrated. It was a explosion that went off around the 4th of July, and it was just a weird mishap, and it damaged my hearing, took me off the path of music altogether. And you could imagine how sad and frustrated I was, you know, spending a decade of my life on this path and putting my heart and soul into it, and then it just being taken away.
Right.
So it created something called hyperacusis, which is sensitivity to loud noise, which meant I couldn't be in, you know, studios live, you know, and such. Now, surprisingly, about a month or two after that incident, I finally just said, okay, well, what's next? I was kind of surprised, you know, because it was such a strong passion of mine. But I did come to this place where I just opened up and surrendered and said, okay, what's next? And I should add, a couple years leading up to the night of my birthday, I had this strong inner pull to wanting to know how the universe works. How does it all work?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I was answered. And on the night of my 25th birthday, I was in bed with a journal that I was given from a friend of mine for my birthday. And I'm thinking what to write in it. And, cause I'd never owned a physical journal before. And all of a sudden this presence comes into the room. Mm. And I mean, it was like something out of the movies where the lights in the room got brighter, and the presence, the feeling in my body and the air was just, it was undeniable. And in that moment, all at once, I knew that it was God, it was a divine, it was a higher power, and that I would never need again. I would be completely healed, because at that point I had a lot of illnesses, and that basically everything was going to be okay. Well, a voice started echoing in my mind loudly and clearly and gave me my purpose, where I'd be going in this life, where the world's going, a prophetic look, and it's all come true so far.
And were you scared?
You know, I would have thought I would be, because I was sensitive to, like, spirits and things. I called them ghosts at that point because I didn't understand them. And that scared the heck out of me, you know, seeing Grandpa walk through my bedroom door and things like that, who was deceased, you know, as a spirit. But at that point, my experience of spirit, of God, of the other side, of my own spirituality, it completely came into perspective all at once. It was the most beautiful feeling of safety and love.
Mm. That sounds, you know, I'm very visual. I can almost sense it and see it. I mean, what were you thinking when that happened?
Well, I was charged. And I think for those who go to really powerful spiritual services and they feel that charge of the spirit in the room and inside of them, I was charged.
Mm.
And so I wasn't, I was just completely present. My mind wasn't really going to, well, how could this be? I thought about all of these questions that one would normally think of after the fact, you know, but the next day, but in the moment I was just one with this divine presence as it was speaking to me and giving me this valuable information, and as it did every night for 2 weeks. And from that point forward, I was connected to this guidance, and also had the ability to connect others with their guidance. And that's what I started doing almost immediately.
Mm. You know, it sounds like, you know, I bet there's a lot of listeners who are, you know, thinking, wow, what a profound experience, like, you know, but not everybody has it like that, right, Jason? I mean, it's so you translated that into service?
Right. I have clients and students that often ask, how do I have an experience like that with God, with spirit, with my soul? Why was your calling so clear, so loud? And, you know, I believe that the Spirit and the Divine interacts with us on a person-to-person basis, based on our life purpose, our calling, based on circumstances, based on what is needed in that moment. And for some of us, it's loud and clear, you know, and for others, it's more subtle. But I believe the more important point is that there is a calling, there's a purpose, there's spiritual guidance and support that is there for every one of you who's listening right now, in every moment of your life. It's already helping you, but by tapping into it consciously with a conscious intention, you'll begin noticing that support more as each day goes by.
Well, we are almost going to a break, guys, so just, you know, stay with us, because we're having the most amazing conversation with Jason Nelson about empowering our children, God's call to parents, and, you know, how to empower yourself. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day, and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're insecure, don't know what for.
Hey everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we are talking with special guest Jason Nelson about empowering our children, God's call to parents, his amazing book. Jason, for all the listeners, how can they connect with you? And I think you also had a great gift to offer.
Sure, yeah. Well, you can go to my website, which is jasonnelson.info, jasonnelson.info, and go ahead and sign up on my newsletter, and you'll get my 13 chakra grounding and healing meditation audio download. And that's just an excellent meditation for healing, grounding, centering. And then if you want to contact me directly, you think that you might like to do some coaching or work with me that way, you can email me at info@jasonnelson.info. Also, my book's on Amazon. It's on my website. It's everywhere. And pick your copy up. You'll love it.
Jason, say the title of your book one more time.
Empower Our Children, God's Call to Parents, How to Heal Yourself and Your Children.
Well, let's talk about that. How do we heal ourselves?
Well, I believe healing's it's a journey of life. And it's a journey of life because of where the world is right now. Of course, if we lived in a completely balanced world with, you know, people living from the nature of their souls, which I call soul-based living, then we wouldn't have to heal anything. But we don't live in that world yet. It's here, but we're all stepping into it. And as we do, there's a healing journey. And I'm finding that the new paradigm of healing is not really about fixing or even changing. It's about understanding and revealing. And as we get to know ourselves and just care enough to want to understand more deeply who we are as people, as spirit and physical form, there's an organic healing process that takes place where things are revealed, connections get made, and we decide how we want to live life now. So once we see how we're living life and why, it just very naturally transforms. And it's almost effortless, this process, this new paradigm of healing. And it's easier. That way we don't have to judge things, aspects of us as right or wrong or good and bad and positive and negative. This is what we're feeling. This is what we're thinking. This is what we're doing and why. And let's understand it. And what do we want to do next?
Right. Right, right. The soul-based living, Jason, how would you describe that? And how can we teach that to our children?
Well, soul-based living is really the theme through my books. The divine has brought this concept through. And the five accomplishments as a five-step process to achieve soul-based living. And soul-based living if we were all living from our truest, most balanced nature, it would be soul-based living, living from the nature of our souls. We'd experience qualities like accepting, patience, releasing, allowing, versus trying to fix, attaching, impatience, rejecting. We'd have inner validation versus outer validation. We'd be really wanting to listen and understand and trust versus the doubting, proving, blaming, victimization. It's a perspective of we versus I, oneness versus duality, unity versus separation. So it's kind of where the wellness and self-help community is taking us, and it's being activated in everyone, I believe, at this time.
Yeah, you know, soul-based living, I'm just, you know, thinking about that. We, and some of the listeners might know that 10 years ago, I woke up one morning and I was like, I heard very strongly the voice of my soul saying, Saskia, it's time to leave. And I had just given birth to 5 children, and we both were entrepreneurs. I with my healing coaching practice, my husband with his things, and my soul said, it's time to leave for America. And I'm like, oh, okay. I have always listened to my soul, and to make a long story very short, we basically, in a few months' time, we left and we bought a house over the phone. We didn't have money in the bank, but we trusted that when you do that, the universe will show you that it's the way it works. You listen to your soul. It's the soul-directed guidance. And we came to America, 5 kids who didn't speak a word of English, had bought a house over the phone, you know, came to Rockport, our town here, moved into this old Victorian house. And we had to start from scratch. We had no contacts. We had no jobs. And yet we had a tremendous amount of trust that the soul gives you the direction about your purpose. And I mean, you, to quote you in the book, where you say, you know, indecision about your direction in any moment is the product of feeling disconnected with your soul. And it really struck me, because I thought that's ultimately the way how we are guided the best, right?
Right, right. Yeah, and children are so connected with their soul, right? More so than adults, because they've just come over from the other side. It's fresh. And for younger children, they haven't taken on an adult's perspective quite yet that is disempowering and disconnects them from their soul voice. As children, there's a breaking point, as it's described in the book, where at some point, you know, to feel loved and accepted, we take on mom, dad, some adult role model's perspective of how we should be. And at that point, there's a disconnection, and all kinds of things happen, and then we spend the rest of our life trying to reconnect with the soul. But the young children are the role models for us. So pure, so free, and so connected and intuitive. There's a section in the book called Intuitive Decision Making, which really it illustrates that when we're brought to difficult decisions, you know, we usually ignore that inner voice. Something like, yeah, there's a job and we need money and they're going to hire me, but my soul voice is telling me, no, don't take the job. It's not right for you, but it doesn't make sense. And husband or wife is saying, take the job. We need the money. And you take the job. You ignore that soul voice. But if we can create a day-to-day practice of following that soul voice, that intuitive decision-making on a moment-to-moment basis, from food to our children to our relationships to business, my gosh, it's like we're going to be exactly where we're meant to be, that's going to produce the most impactful and purposeful outcome in every moment of our lives. That's what you're talking about, when the doors open, the red carpet's laid, and everything just seems to fall into place, because our soul, our spiritual guidance, the guiding forces in our life, our team, there's a higher spiritual perspective on things than our mind can conceptualize. And so when we follow it, we're always right where we need to be. And of course, there's chance and there's free will and, you know, circumstances on occasion, but for the most part, things fall into place when we do that.
Yeah, that's true. And our kids are still so pure, and they can hear this, the voice of their soul. And, you know, over time, we, yeah, that voice of the soul is kind of not heard anymore. And how, you know, you say, yeah, we can do it in all different ways, right, on a daily basis. How would you say is the best way for people to start hearing that voice of their soul?
Great question. It just starts with wherever you're at. I think everybody's probably at a different place with their ability to follow their intuition, the circumstances of their life, their doubts or their trust in their intuition. So wherever you are at is perfect. If we're going to make a decision, and we do this in life, it seems like a fall or a step back. Usually they're always step forwards in if we're learning from the situation. But if we're going to take a fall, a stumble, and we're going to pick ourselves up, and we're going to learn from it, why not learn from going within yourself versus outer validation versus listening to the outside voices? Why not begin to strengthen that inner voice? So right where you're at, just start trusting it. Start applying what you are feeling or hearing or knowing on the inside and see how it works out and practice. Now, as far as a technique,
Jason, let's talk about that after the break. We're heading for a break, so I would love for us to discuss like a technique. You know, how can you hear the voice of your soul? Guys,
sure.
If you are listening now in the break time, you could even go to your website. I have amazing gifts at my website, yoursoulguidance.com. I just created yesterday a whole free page with like 6 ebooks for you to download, and also the program, the 21-day roadmap to your soul. That's yoursoulguidance.com. We're heading for a break with an amazing conversation with Jason Nelson about empower our children, God's call to parents. We are right back after the break.
In Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is gearing up for its annual Black Friday Super Sale. Starting at 5 a.m. Friday, November 23rd, we will be giving you the best deals of the year. Vehicles will be sold as low as $100. That's $100. Come in and purchase any new or used vehicle and receive a $500 Visa gift card or iPad. One day only. That's a $500 Visa gift card or free iPad with the purchase of any new or used vehicle only at Central Auto Group. Over 600 vehicles to choose from. With hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we'll pay you $2,000. The only destination for the best brands at one location. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014. Don't miss the Black Friday Super Sale starting at 5 a.m.
Number one buying destination.
Central Auto Group.
There's a small town dealer that'll treat you right.
You'll save plenty, plenty, and plenty. You'll save plenty, and plenty, Toyota.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti from the Valenti Family of Dealerships with our huge Black Friday and More sales event going on now at Valenti Toyota and Valenti Subaru, Dunn's Corners, Wesley, Rhode Island. Discounts and savings up to $5,000. 0% financing. Get the best deals ever during our Black Friday 10-day sale. New vehicle payments at $149 a month. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. We take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, campers, anything. 2-year, 24,000-mile, no-charge maintenance warranty. Oil change program for life at no charge to you. If we can't beat the competitor's deal by $500, we'll give you $1,000 cash back. No payments till March. Every Toyota in Subaru, clearly marked for this event. Veterans, seniors, military, and college grads, ask about our $400 to $1,000 Valenti cash and value. Always get the Valenti value, trust, integrity, and enjoyable experience. 86 years in business. Go to BobValenti.com or call 401-322-7200. Thank you and just smile.
You'll save plenty at Valenti Subaru. Lease a new Chevrolet for only 24 months. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan from the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner, and Chevrolet has just announced special short-term 24-month leases on some of their most popular models. At MJ Sullivan's, when you take advantage of this program, you'll shorten your term, in most cases lower your payment, and best of all, you'll always be under the factory warranty. Now that's what we call peace of mind driving. Listen to these deals. A 2013 Chevy Equinox gets 32 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. A 2013 Chevy Cruze gets 35 miles per gallon for $169 for only 24 months. Or a 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco gets 37 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. Don't forget, at MJ Sullivan's, we also have a great selection of new Cadillac and Buicks, including the all-new Cadillac ATS and XTS and the all-new Buick Verano. So come to Connecticut's GM leader for Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London, or MJ Sullivan Auto.
Hey, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and Jason Nelson this morning. Jason, we are having such a great conversation, and I'm just delighted to have you here. But for all the guests who are listening, how can they, you know, get all that good stuff you have to offer, your book, your free gift, your newsletter?
Sure. Best thing you can do is go to my website, jasonnelson.info, jasonnelson.info, and you can sign up and get my 13 chakra grounding and healing meditation download. It's a really helpful meditation. If you are interested in coaching with me, if you like what I'm saying and you want to go deeper with it, email me info@jasonnelson.info. I'd be happy to have a conversation with you about how we might work together. And my book is available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. Empower Our Children, God's Call to Parents, How to Heal Yourself and Your Children.
Thank you, Jason. Well, we're going to dive right back in talking about, you know, listening to that guidance. Like you were just mentioning a technique and we were heading to a break. So how can you help us and share with us?
Well, my book is filled with exercises and techniques for everything from cultivating passion to the, you know, intuition to inner child, all kinds of techniques. One that is not in the book that I want to share with you, because I presume everyone's going to buy the book, so I want to give you something extra. And it's a very simple technique that I use with people to open their intuition and also contact their soul for guidance, distinct, you know, words and feelings and knowing, as well as a higher power, spirit, God, whatever that spiritual guiding force is to the person. Let's just call it, to simplify, intuition, okay? The inner intuitive voice. And the technique's real simple. You can do it wherever you are, whatever you're doing. It's breathe, release, imagine. And you just take a deep breath in, and when you do, you imagine connecting to your soul, the most inner, eternal aspect of you. And when you breathe out, you imagine releasing and expanding, just expanding to create more room for that connection to your soul. You do that as many passes as you, until you feel clear and relaxed, and just clear mentally, emotionally, and relaxed physically. And then, while you continue breathing and releasing, and using the first two steps, you imagine whatever it is you're wanting to connect with. It's your point of connection. So if you want guidance on something, you could say, for instance, something as simple as food. Imagine that what my body wants for me to eat for lunch that will lift it up and energize it and heal it in the most beneficial way. What would I imagine my body would want for lunch? Oh, it would like some vegetable pizza or a salad, or it's just that simple. If I was to imagine and you ask the question, what my soul would want, or what my body would want. It's a very flexible technique, but it connects you, breathe, release, imagine, connects you to your inner intuitive voice.
That sounds simple, and I love the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody should be able to do that. So say it one more time, Jason, so if people that people can remember.
Sure. Breathe in, connecting to the soul. Release as you breathe out all thoughts, emotion, tension in the body. And imagine. If I was to imagine the best route to drive this morning, which route would I imagine would get me there the safest, the fastest? Or if I was to imagine the best food for me for lunch today, what would I imagine? Or if I was to imagine if this would benefit my child or not benefit my child, what would I imagine the answer to be? Because the imagination, my friends, opens the part of the mind. It's the same part of the mind that accesses every spiritual power we have, is a part of the mind that imagines. So when we just open that imagination up and use it in the exercise, we get direct access to that intuitive information.
Oh, I love that. So for everyone, you know, that's just a beautiful exercise. Jason, to talk back about, you know, children, you mm-hmm. talk about, you know, the punishment versus the, what is it, intuitive communication. So there's a different approach that I truly believe works a lot better, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Can you share?
Sure. So, yeah, I believe what you're talking about is soul-based discipline.
Yeah.
Versus punishment. Yeah,
right.
You know, the old paradigm of discipline is punishment, and it's essentially, there's different parts to this, but one is the reward and punishment system, where, for instance, at school or even in the workplace, rewards are offered to some, punishments are offered to some, but in a new paradigm setting, rewards would be offered to everyone working together as a group. And, you know, some people excel in some areas and some others. And we would come together as a group and share our expertise and learn from each other and truly grow, you know, as a group, as a unit. And that's the soul-based approach to that. When it comes to children and adults for that matter, but let's talk about children. Soul-based discipline is teaching. It's teaching instead of punishing.
Yeah.
So a child does something that is outside of the guidelines of the home. You know, as a parent or as a teacher or as a caretaker, as a babysitter, you create guidelines. You know,
yeah.
You might call them rules, but let's just call them guidelines. Guidelines that we follow to keep everyone's safe and on the same page and moving forward in harmony. And if someone acts in a way that's outside of those guidelines, it's a teaching process. And really sitting down with that child in a loving way, coming from love. Now, we may be reactive first. I hear parents all the time, well, I've got three kids and they're young kids and they're fighting and I'm late for work and, you know, it's hard to sit down and do what you're talking about. Wherever you're at, to whatever degree you can begin incorporating this, just start. And it's about letting the child know that you really want to understand them and you want to help them understand you. Children ask questions. They do it for a reason, because they're learning how to be a human being and function in this world. So the more understanding we give them, the more capable we're going to make them become in this world. Soul-based discipline is about teaching. So yeah. If they do something outside, you teach them, you sit them down, you, to the best of your ability, let the emotions release and come from love, and maybe even start with, I love you. And this happened, and explain how it was outside of the guidelines of the home and what you're trying to accomplish with the family, and ask them for their feedback if they're old enough. Now, you mentioned intuitive communication. With children that are not old enough to speak, they don't know how to speak, share it intuitively and verbally, but really get in touch with the meaning behind the words, because that's what's going to land with really young kids, children, babies, infants. And then also take a breath, breathe, release, imagine. You can use this technique to attempt to hear and feel what they're intuitively communicating, because they have something going on in that mind and heart of theirs, and you'll be able to receive it if you really open up.
And that intuitive... I didn't want to interrupt you. Go on.
Oh, I was just going to finish with that. Intuitive communication is more important than the words themselves.
I agree. And I strongly believe also in being the example and show that to your kids. Because, you know, like you say, words don't always help, but the example of portraying that, what you teach. But I see we're heading for a break. Guys, stay tuned. I have lots of free gifts for you at yoursoulguidance.com. I think 6 ebooks or 5 ebooks and a program. If you go to yoursoulguidance.com, you look for the free soul guidance. And you have plenty to feed your soul for soul-based living. We're heading for a break. We have a fantastic conversation with Jason Nelson about his book, How to Heal Yourself and Your Children. We're going to be right back.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hold on, Selecta.
Hi, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and with Jason Nelson, and we're having a fantastic conversation about how to live your soul-based life, how to empower yourself, your children, and to really access that great potential we all have and that is absolutely necessary to come out for all of us. Jason, can you let us know how people can connect with you?
Sure. And it's such a pleasure to I just want to let you know it's such a pleasure to be a part of this show that is just actively, directly intending to connect people with their soul. That's what this new paradigm's all about. I'm so excited. That's what my work's about too. And if you'd like to get to know me better and what I do, please go to my website. It's jasonnelson.info, jasonnelson.info. Download your 13 chakra grounding meditation, MP3, and my book, Empower Our Children. You can find it on my website, on Amazon, anywhere books are sold. And I look forward to getting to know you and connecting with you. If you're interested in coaching with me, that's also available. It's on my website.
Great. Thank you, Jason. I'm just, tuning in to the listeners. And I don't know, I feel somebody likes to know this. And I love your feedback on that, too. Like, what do you say to parents? They have children who are very, spiritual and they see fairies or they see their imaginary friends or they see their grandfather walking through the room. I remember I as a child always had visitations of this whole group of people that at 2 o'clock at night would always come visit me and it would just scare the hell out of me. And I thought, I changed rooms in our house like, every other month, I think, as a kid. But I didn't know if I could tell my parents. But now we're more open. It's a different time. What would you suggest to parents to how to respond to that?
Yeah, that's a really great topic, a conversation. I had the opportunity to live with my girlfriend and her two daughters in 2004 and 5. And that experience really showed me a lot about children. I think it anchored what I needed for being a channel for this book, Empower Children. The older girl, who was 11 at the time, she had these stuffed animal unicorns and she loved them and she talked to them and she gave them names and had conversations with them and it really helped her through those years. And I knew that it was her guides, her spirit guides working through these stuffed animals as a support for her, right, to connect with. Yeah. So every time she got a stuffed animal, I knew that she was connecting with a new guide and getting that name. Now, different children do this in different ways, right? Some don't have a stuffed animal. They just have their imaginary friend. But spirit, the spiritual guiding forces in your life, in your child's life, they're always trying to communicate and help. And so we want to open that door and help children feel safe and accepted for that. Rare occasion, it'll be an imbalance, a product of the mind. That's possible. But more times than not, it's actually spirit guides. So how do you support that? Just observe. Don't try to direct it particularly. Maybe just ask them questions. Attempt to understand and learn from their experience and their interaction with their imaginary friends. And from that, you can also feel more comfortable and safe that it's okay for the child to do that and even helping them.
Right. Yeah, and they're more in tune. And as parents, not everybody is as comfortable with that topic.
Right. It's true. And, we, as adults, I think with children, we see the world a certain way through a lens. And sometimes we put that on our children,
yeah.
See the world through our lens. And if we can just realize that's our lens And children have their own way they see the world. And again, I come back to just do your best to learn about how they see the world. Do your best to ask questions and understand how they see the world. And just spend time with that. Care, really care enough to want to know them and their experience. And what that's going to do, it's going to instill confidence in them, safety, and a feeling of acceptance. And, you know, these are key qualities that are going to produce a very capable human being. You mentioned role modeling. I think role modeling is powerful. Parents often beat themselves up because they react and they get, you know, they yell at the kid here, they do this there, they didn't listen in this instance, and you're doing your best, okay? Everyone's doing their best. Kids are doing their best. So give yourself permission to be a human being and where you're at, and also give children permission to be a human being and where they're at, and that they may be two different places. You may not completely understand where they're at. That's okay. They may not completely understand where you're at. That's okay. That's why we communicate and we use the intuition, and over time we do understand.
Right. Well, we're having a few more minutes left. I want to touch quickly on one topic, like boundaries. That's an issue for a lot of parents. What do you say about boundaries? We have 2 minutes left.
Well, there's a quote from the book in so many words that when a child is old enough to ask questions, they're old enough to receive answers. And I love it. I love that passage from the book. Of course, boundaries are important, but I like to think of them as just understanding and owning one's truth. This is my truth. This is what I choose from my experience of life. What is your truth? What are you choosing? What do you want for your experience of life? This essentially creates our boundaries without trying to force them.
Right. Right. Well, Jason, it's so wonderful to have you here, and I want to make sure everybody knows how they can connect with you. Can you tell your website one more time?
My website's jasonnelson.info.
And your gifts?
Sure. You can download my 13 chakra grounding meditation on my website. I'd be happy to have a conversation with you regarding coaching if you feel drawn to do that from what I've said. And you can get my book on my website or Amazon or anywhere that books are sold.
Well, thank you so much. It's just wonderful talking with you. And thank you, listeners, for listening in. If you want to get more soul guidance, you can go to yoursoulguidance.com. There's a 21-day free program now, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, with meditations, all kind of exercises. There are all kind of free books to download, e-books. You can get the Monday morning soul card reading every Monday. So all kind of stuff to really tune in and empower yourself, as Jason Nelson has so inspired us with his conversation about empower our children, God's call to parents. Okay, guys, I talk with you next week, and have a wonderful weekend. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.